Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest Northern California-based wrestling podcast at 9:30 on a Monday night, The Luxury Suite. And without any more delay, welcome your host for the next 30-some-odd minutes, wrestling personified Rick Luxury.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sixth floor of the Luxury Suite. I am your host, wrestling personified Rick Luxury, alongside with my partner in crime. He is one of the most outlandish and corrupt, conniving managers in the Central Coast, and one hell of an IT guy. If you have computer problems in the Central Coast, you need to hit up my co-host, Jimmy Ray, that one computer guy. That's the guy you want to get a hold of for all of your computer necessary needs. Sorry, Jimmy, I know we got bills to pay, so I had to get that one out of the way.
Appreciate it. It's definitely one of the sponsors of the show tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Also, while I'm getting things out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a brand new introduction to the show, and that was brought to you by Pauly Garvone, one of my buddies from the NYC out there in New York, a.k.a. Pauly lives close to the Jersey Shore. See what I did there? A.k.a. the dirtiest mouth in professional wrestling, a.k.a., you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for when his parents go to Vegas, they bring Pauly back. So while we're giving these shout outs, before we jump into the show today, I gotta pay the bills. I want to give the shout out to my buddy Larry Jackson. He's the guy in charge of Geeks of the Industry at geeksoftheindustry.com. They got a podcast. They got a show. I've been on there before. They're throwing us on their .com. We will be on geeksoftheindustry.com. As well as if you're looking to find their podcast, you can catch them on podcast platform at G of the I. That is G of the I. That takes care of that one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today I don't want to talk about the gloom and disparity of COVID-19. We're all sick and tired of hearing about COVID-19. I swear, COVID-19 has been shoved down the nation's throat, the world's throat, more than John Cena getting put over at a WrestleMania, more than Roman Reigns trying to win another championship. This is the newest topic that is just being crammed down our throats. And you know what? I'm like a WWE fan right now. I'm sick of it. So let's get on to brighter days, because we have as a nation hit rock bottom. And no, I'm not talking about do you smell what the rock is cooking rock bottom. Shout out to Dwayne, love your stuff, man. I'm talking about rock bottom, the nitty gritty, the there's nowhere else to go, you gotta claw and fight your way back to the top. And with that said, this is a fresh start. There's all these cliches. This will be the light, Jimmy, at the end of the tunnel, because businesses are going to come back, because entertainment is going to come back, concerts are going to come back, people are going to start going back to the gym and working out, people are going to start going and sitting down at restaurants again and eating food, and people are going to start going to wrestling shows again. The nation, as of today, Monday the 27th, there are already states that are opening for business. Slowly but surely, we are going to make our way back. We're going to make our way back. Now, here in California, we're not so gifted. In fact, we've been told we're on lockdown for at least till the end of May, which means, ladies and gentlemen, you're at least going to get 4 to 5 more episodes of the Luxury Suite guaranteed. But
Rick, it's funny you mentioned that. Not only are they going to get more episodes, you're actually going on at an earlier time after this. This is the last time that our fans, are going to have to wait until 9:30 to hear the Luxury Suite.
Oh, Jimmy, that's amazing news, because I've got a lot of feedback saying, hey, man, love your show, but hey, I'm a fan of yours, but I live in Florida, and, you know, there's a 3-hour time gap, and sitting down at 12:30 trying to listen in, I'm definitely not doing that, nor am I calling in, but I want to be a part of something. So knocking us back by an hour and a half is going to give some of those fans on the East Coast an opportunity to listen in. That's great. So hopefully tonight you can give us a little bit more details on that, if there is any others, because that's news to me.
We'll get to that, though, later. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get to that, though, a little later. There's better things, brighter things to talk about, like the future, we're going to be going post-COVID-19.
And you know what? You're right, Jimmy. That's brighter news for me about this show. Now, the brighter news is everything's going to return. It might take some places a little more time, and I'm not going to harp on this COVID-19 thing, but, you know, they always tell you the grass is greener on the other side. You know what, guys? We're about to see what the other side is. And the thing is like a lot of people are like, oh, but what's this going to do for the wrestling business? And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I know the fans are going to be there. All right. Fans are going to be there no matter what, because no matter what generation we've gone through, whether it was the golden era of what they call the golden era of Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior and Andre the Giant and the Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, going out there and that being the golden era, transitioning into the new generation and what WCW was doing during that point with the J Cups in Japan and AAA starting up, you know, and then going on further and getting the Attitude Era and all of that, you know, we've always transpired. Well, this is going to be the next step, the evolution of professional wrestling. The fans are going to be there. Granted, you're always going to lose some because you know what? You got to crack a couple of eggs in order to make an omelet. You know, you're always going to miss something, but the fans are going to return. And with that, we all get a new beginning. People are like, oh, God, this is killing me, but it's not really. If you think about it, hey, maybe you were promoting a crap end storyline, something you were just like, damn, this storyline sucks. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of companies in the Central Coast that you're familiar with, or maybe just one that, you know, instead of putting a mask over, instead of putting a Band-Aid over something, or maybe even just putting a mask on and trying to call it something different, maybe they should have just grabbed the shovel and buried it. Guess what, guys? It's a new coming. It's a new beginning. You guys could start fresh. Any kind of storyline that you thought was dried out and just literally was just beating the nail on the head, and it just had to take its toll, but you put so much effort and time into it, you had to see it through. Throw it out the window. If you were second guessing on, oh, is this guy going to be around, or, you know, is he trustworthy? Should we do this with him? Throw it out the window. It's a fresh start. All your storylines before, trust me, the fans don't remember. They don't care. Right. They really don't. They're just hungry for wrestling again. They don't want to be like, oh, I got to go back because I really hope that they're going to have so-and-so take on so-and-so for the belt. I really want to see Johnny take on Jimmy for the title because that's what I remember. No, they don't care, man. They just want to be entertained. Throw all your crap storylines that you might have had out the window. Hell, you want to strip your champions and crown new ones? Call it the quarantine championship tournament. You had to cleanse your company. Cleanse your company, guys. Cleanse your storylines. Hell, while I'm at it, for all of you out there that are listening, that are professional wrestlers, trainees, or inspiring people that want to get into the business or want to get into a training school, hey, well, first off, if you're wanting to get in the business and wanting to get in the training school, don't come in with a gimmick. Don't come in with your gear already designed from the video games, a name, a fan page. Nope. Just go learn how to lock up first, learn the business, and then from there start to work on something. But for all of you who are in training and aspiring to be a pro wrestler or already are a pro, this is a fresh start, guys. If you were thinking, man, I'm getting a little stale, man, or, man, I really should change things up. Here in California, we got still another month. Design some gear. Go get some new gear. Fuck, if you guys want to, change your damn character name when you come back. No one's going to care. It's not going to be like, oh, wait a minute. What happened to Rick Luxury? I wanted to see Rick Luxury. They're going to see me, Rick, on a show and be like, oh, Rick is now so-and-so. He's no longer Rick Luxury. I'm cool with that. They just want to be entertained and see what's going on. This is a chance for all these guys or girls to go out there, or non-binaries. We're not gonna put labels on anybody. This is everyone's chance right now. This is everyone's chance right now to reinvent themselves, to reinvent their character, to reinvent their gimmick, to reinvent their look, to reinvent their theme music, to reinvent their name, to reinvent their moveset. This is your opportunity, guys. You're sitting at home. Study tape. Draw some drawings up. If you can't draw, use some kind of graphic design. Find a template. Use something. Make things happen. Because right now is the time to do it, because you're not training. You're not wrestling unless you're going in your backyard and beating up your little brother or sister or cousin or auntie or uncle or even grandma and grandpa. You're not doing anything. And if you're beating up your grandma and grandpa, someone needs to call the police on you, because that is senior abuse, and we do not stand for that here at the Luxury Suite. But I mean, it's totally time for everybody to reinvent themselves. You know, I got a former protege trained at Pro Wrestling Revolution. The guy has a great character. He's a great worker. He has a great gimmick. But he found a way to reinvent himself. And that's my buddy Papo Esco. Papo Esco reinvented himself by throwing out a podcast straight out of the Bodega podcast. You can catch it from Anchor Podcasting, or you can go on to Spotify and check it out. It's straight out of the Bodega. They just released their second episode with a good friend of mine, MPT, the big ugly Gabe Jimenez. Gabe Ramirez, the owner of Pro Wrestling Revolution, sits alongside with Papo Esco, kind of like you do to me, and they give you a podcast on Sunday nights, and it's good, man. He found a way to reinvent himself during this time. He gave something else to the fans. Not saying everybody jump on and do the podcast thing. You know, leave that to people that have interesting things to say, or, you know, I'm not saying that you all have to be voiceless, but find new avenues, man. Some of you are very creative drawers. Hit up your fellow wrestlers and tell them, hey, man, let me make a design for you. Let me make a logo. Let me design you some gear. Start pitching ideas. I got a great friend on Facebook. His name is Junior Bruce. He's the designer of my brand new T-shirt. He's the character, if you're seeing the cartoon character that popped up on the Facebook ad for this, or you're on Blog Talk and you're looking at the logo, the cartoon character of me, that was made by Junior Bruce. He's a great guy, but that's someone that's able to take their art form and throw it out there to help people out this time. Take this opportunity, guys. Reinvent yourself. You know, I don't know if we have any callers, but I wish somebody would call in. Some inspiring pro wrestlers, maybe not just my students, but anybody have any ideas on, like, what they were thinking about maybe changing something up? It's the perfect time to do so. Nobody has to be afraid of they'll forget who I am. Dude, they've already forgot everything except for when you walk through the curtain and get in the ring. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. You might have those diehard fans that are like, well, on February 22nd of 2015, you wrestled a 12-minute contest, or actually 12 minutes and 32 seconds, with a female wrestler, and you guys went toe-to-toe. You were locked in a submission in the center of the ring. It was the Gouda lock for 22 seconds. I thought you were going to tap, but you finally made it out before rolling her up by putting your feet on the rope. Yeah, you're going to get those fans, man. But the truth of the matter is,
and
most people
joking.
Just want
those
to go
fans,
up.
Those legit, those fans exist, man. Like, I have been to shows. I have worked shows. And it's great. You love it when fans remember that kind of stuff, because you're like, man, if that even happened in the last match, I already don't remember. And you remember this
exactly.
How long ago?
Exactly. I love it because sometimes it challenges me. And speaking of throwbacks, man, I just watched a video that was shared by a fan, you know, a memory on Facebook. It was when I won the Gold Rush Heavyweight Championship, and instantly after the show ended, I literally ran out to the crowd. I was dressed up as Shamrock the Leprechaun. I unmasked myself with Marcus Mack, revealing it was me who was supposed to be fired from the company, and instantly left the building, went down to the coffee studios, to the Creepy Show cave, and I went on to I can't remember the name of the show off the top of my head, but it was with Balrog and No Name on Coffee TV 20. And I walked out as the champion. They bring out all the girls. In fact, Shotzi Blackheart was one of the girls that was there. She was one of the creepy gals before she got in the wrestling business. Yeah, definitely. It was awesome. And they bring out Shamrock, and I have to give him the belt back. And, you know, it's a good little clip. If you go on my Facebook page, which I'll throw that out there at the end of the show, you go on my Facebook page, you can check it out.
Let the fans see that.
I put it on Facebook, so it's definitely a good little time. It's a little kickoff of like seeing a wrestling character do something outside of a wrestling ring. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, and Shotzi Blackheart became a pro wrestler because of Gold Rush shows and the involvement they had with the Creep Show on Coffee TV 20. So you know the girls
and
now
if you don't
with
know
NXT.
Who Shotzi Blackheart is? Stop right now and go Google her before somebody laughs at you. Right now.
Yeah, definitely. Shotzi Blackheart is a workhorse. Shotzi Blackheart is a workhorse in the NXT Women's Division. She made her debut in the Royal Rumble, trained out in Oakland here in California with a couple of guys that I know. And, you know, she's a really hard worker. She does great. And that was like the involvement she had with her show that she was on. And the mixture it had with Gold Rush is what brought her into wrestling and got her foot in the door to start training out in Oakland and get into being a part of the WWE. It's like, that's a dream come true, you know? So I had a lot of fun doing that. You guys can go check that throwback out. And I plan on doing a lot more great things like that. Like I said, when this light at the end of the tunnel finally reveals that the grass is truly greener on the other side. COVID-19, yeah, you suck. You know what? This season blows. All right? 2020 mm-hmm. season one sucked. They need to discontinue it. But if they're planning on running it out a little bit further to draw out to a dramatic ending – at least give me season two of 2020 and let's just start it off with a bang. I know it's going to have a slow start. I'm a realist. It's going to have a slow start, but let's get these gears rolling as soon as this thing is lifted. Slowly but surely, let's put some oil back in the machine. Let's fire it up. Let's test drive it a little bit just around the block to make sure it's still rolling. And let's get into this. And, you know, Jimmy, we were talking a little bit earlier today, and you made a very valid point. You said, unless guys are – yeah, you're right. No, about the wrestling, not about, you know, how superior you are in Animal Crossing or Dead by Daylight than I am. Or how superior you are when it comes to hooking up electronics and how you're my IT guy and you know so much more than me when it comes to things like that, which he does, by the way, Central Coast people. Hit up Jimmy Ray if you need any of your IT work. See, paying the bills while we're talking. But you made a very valid
Morty,
point.
Because I'm a genius. I'm a genius, Morty, and that's why people call me.
But you made a very valid point earlier. Oh, you know, Jimmy, You made that very valid point earlier, and I want to really get to that, but we have a caller on the line.
Oh, look at that. 909. You're about to go live with Rick Luxury in the Luxury Suite. Who's this?
This is Gino Rivera.
Hey, what up, Gino? Gino told you so.
Gino told you so.
Hello.
Nothing much, Gino. Just trying to put out
now,
the positivity that
quarantine out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Quarantine in Albuquerque is really rough right now. It's crazy. There's not a lot to do out here when there's no quarantine, but even now with quarantine, we're dying out here. There's nothing but dirt, dust, and cactuses. You know what I mean? So it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I can only
imagine. Guys, Gino Rivera is a professional wrestler based out of New Mexico. He trained out here in Southern California with the infamous Santino brothers. The guy is a class act. Don't try and step to him unless you're AJ Kirsch in a promo battle because he'll put you in your place. Shout out to AJ. What's up, my friend? But, Gino, it's good to hear from you, man.
It's good to hear from you guys. I was just eavesdropping and listening to the show. It's Monday, and I always miss the time to, like, call. I'm like, damn, I should have called. I just wanted to call in and let you know, Rick, I respect you. I've been listening to some of the stuff you've been saying earlier about, you know, getting new gear, getting new characters and stuff like that. Like, That is some of the best advice anyone could put out there. A lot of guys are just stuck and on vacation mode as a wrestler, and this is the time that we should be regrouping and trying to figure out where we go from here, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to definitely reach out, shout out to you, and man, if I could say anything, you've been such a big help to a lot of guys, and I don't think you get the credit for it. I don't think you get the credit, but I just want you to know that, and I want everybody else listening to know that, man, Rick's the fucking real deal. Sorry to cuss, but...
no, it's okay. We cuss all the fucking time.
Anytime this guy, you know, is available to give advice, he gives it. He's honest. He's blunt. I wish we could clone 1,000 of you, Rick, and put you in each locker room around the freaking United States. And I think the business would be a lot better with you in it. I just wanted to let you know
the impact you
made on me. And I hope to see and work with you sometime in the future.
All right, Gino. Well, you take care, man. Keep on listening. Jimmy, make sure when you hang up on him, you don't disconnect him.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep Gino there on the line. Thanks for chiming in, Gino. Keep listening. We love you, brother.
Hey, I love you guys, man. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See you guys.
See you later.
Stay safe out there. Absolutely.
But what I was saying, Jimmy, that's a great guy to call in. I respect Gino. What I was saying, Jimmy, is you kind of nailed it earlier when you're like, unless these guys who are sitting at home are like superior athletes, like a Chris Crotty, like some just
my exact words were, unless these guys are sitting at home and their names are Chris Crotty or The Riv or you know, even The Shade out there, like, even
Funnybone.
I'm watching work out every single day. I'm watching them work out going, man, they're suplexing tires in the front yard and doing stuff with chains that I haven't even seen trucks do with chains. And I'm sitting here going, man, you know, when wrestling comes back, there's going to be a brand new, like, pecking order, and these are going to be the most ferocious beasts that are just going to – everywhere they show up, like, you're going to hear that noise and the curtain's going to go dark and like, oh, damn. And you're like, we're going to be going, geez, we probably should have been working out a little more during this time.
And you know, and the good point that you put out there is like, hey, guys, when this gets lifted, don't just rush back into the ring and try to be like, look what I can do. Look what I can do. Look,
right,
man, you're right. The person that goes, oh, bro, I'm going to hit my 450. Well, you haven't hit it in like 3 months. Maybe
right,
you should get back in the ring, roll out, stretch, take a few bumps, hit the ropes, work your back out, kind of roll your shoulders out, do some neck bridges before you decide to jump up there and hit a shooting star press. You know, everyone's going to be a little rusty.
Exactly.
And the thing is the people that think...
somebody who's never done a shooting star press, Rick, I mean, I can honestly tell you that if I ever thought my night to do a shooting star press was ever going to be my night, it wouldn't be the first night coming back after, well, as long as this hiatus is going to drag out.
No, Jimmy, in fact, if you ever did a shooting star press, it would probably be your last night. And I would make sure you got all your favorite flowers put on your casket when I had to make sure you were wheeled into the ground.
Yes, we already had our agreement, Rick. If I ever met an untimely demise, you were to come here and destroy all of my hard drives. But
Jimmy, don't say that too loud. We are on the radio. There are airwaves going out. People are listening.
That's right.
But you know what? You were so right.
No one's ever gonna get my music. You're never gonna get me Lucky Charms. It's never gonna happen.
All right, that was racist. All right, I took offense to that. But anyway, you were right.
And
this is you're right. But you know, there's no such thing as leprechauns. It's not real. But, you know, you were right. And this is coming from a guy, hey, everyone listening, this is coming from a guy that is not a pro wrestler. He is in the business. He has been in the business for multiple different aspects that most of us could not do if we tried to fathom it. But he understands the way the physical body works. Yeah, he understands the way the physical body works. Do not just go from being pretty much a bedridden person for 3 months to going, I'm jumping back in the ring and I'm going 100%. Guys, maybe this is the time that you've had some aching injuries. It could be real. You could have something. Change your style. Watch footage.
Right.
Write down the moves that you know. On one side of a board, write down all the moves you know and were taught correctly. On the other side of the board, write down the moves that you know that you want to do. And then if you look at it and go, I don't know, maybe, change it up. Shit, you should already be changing up your moveset every 2 to 3 months as is. You should already have enough gear that you could change out of your gear to different gear on different occasions, month in, month out. You should, find a good song that you like and stick to it. But this is the chance right now for everybody to change anything they don't like about their persona.
Yeah.
Anything they don't like, change it. Shit, if you want to come back as a heel, find a way to transition into a heel the minute you come back. Change your character. This doesn't just go for in-ring competitors, managers. Find a couple new catchphrases. Change up your look. Find a couple guys. Hell, we all have social media. Reach out to some guys and go, hey, man, what do you think when we come back? Maybe I find a way to start managing you. Get some new clients. Cut some promos while you're at home. Put yourself out there in the social media world and put yourself over as a manager. Ring announcers. Work on your craft. Maybe you change up the way you say things. Maybe you put a new flair and style to yourself. It doesn't always have to be, ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall. Make yourself something else, Put some originality to yourself.
That was pretty good, man. That was
thank you.
Good.
And rest in peace to the Fink, man. That was the inspiration as a kid to even talk like a ring announcer.
God.
Howard Finkel, man. Rest in peace. Ten Bell, that guy. But, ring announcers, come up with a stick. Come up with a new look. You don't always all have to dress in a suit and tie, unless the company asks for that. If that's the deal, then you do it. If you have a little bit more freedom, be you. Create it now on the downtime. Referees, you're all stock market. You guys are all striped shirts, black belts, black pants, black shoes, black socks. Don't change that. But maybe you put a little bit of flair to your count, how you count. Maybe you change up the wording on how you tell people to get out the corner. I could close my eyes and listen to referees from the 80s and 90s and tell you who they are because they all were different. They all had their own finesse. Charles Robinson was known as Little Nate. He had a gimmick.
Right.
Nick Patrick had a stern, quick count, threw that arm up with the elbow down, turned to the side. Pee-wee Anderson jumped over people to his knees to make that count. Kyoto's got a stern, quick count. Everyone had their own thing. The Hebners, both, even though they're twins, they were both different. There's so much things. Promoters, it's your chance to find new storylines. It's your chance to reach out to talent you haven't used and make negotiations. It's a chance to rethink about, everyone has who their champion is, and I love that. But the way I look at things is, the minute you crown a champion, you should already be thinking of who's the next guy. And maybe you don't have one at the time, and always somebody else could pop up and rise quicker, but you always got to start building that next guy. Even if you do it in slow builds and let that other guy be the champion for a year or longer, you still got to be building everybody. You know what, Jimmy? I think we just got that wrap it up call. I don't see any other callers on the line, so I'm just going to sit here and do the real quick thing. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Go to where it says wrestler-owned stores. Type in Luxurious Maniacs. Buy the shirt.
Right.
The Luxury Suite will be open next week. Buy our shirts. Anything else I need to put over, find me on Facebook, Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury. That's the like page. You can hit me on Twitter. That's at RIKLUXURY. And if you're on Instagram, it's RIKLUXURY. That's Rick Luxury. Jimmy Ray, always a pleasure having you. This was the Sixth Floor. Thank you, Gino, for calling in. Vegas, keep doing what you're doing. To Paulie Garvone, who rocked out that opener, thank you so much. For all of my listeners and anyone paying attention once we go off air, listening to the recap, thank you so much. I'm Wrestling Personified Rick Luxury. On behalf of Jimmy Ray, this was the Luxury Suite. The pleasure was all ours. See you next week.